Welcome back to the Finsiders. It's Friday before week 17, the last Friday of 2013. Time flies when you're having fun. Always fun to catch up with Andy Cohen. He writes a column every weekday morning on Dolphins.com, and you can follow him on Twitter at @acohenfins. Andy, before we get into our conversation, remind everybody we're going to give away some tickets next segment. They're going to go a little crazy. So now we'll have our conversation, but tickets next segment to Sunday's game. First of all, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I appreciate you spending some time with us during your birthday week. It's an important week around here, not just because it's the anniversary of your birth, but because the Dolphins and the Jets are coming up on Sunday. 1-0 is something we hear regularly from Joe Philbin. That's the way this team, and most NFL teams, to be fair, approach every practice, every game, every week. It's very literal this week. Go 1-0. Very literal.
Yeah, it's funny. Joe Philbin has kind of a habit of saying this is the most important game of our season, and you kind of snicker when it's week 7 and he says that, or week 5, but in this instance he's correct. And one of the things I wrote about in my Friday column this week is that it's crazy how an entire season can really be defined by one game, and you're looking at what happens if they lose versus what happens if they win. And if they lose, they're at 8-8, and they lost their last two games, and there's a lot of second-guessing and questioning. And if they win, they're 9-7. They have a great chance. I really believe a win will get them into the playoffs. And, they have a winning season for the first time since 2008. There's a real positive aura around everything the team accomplished. So, yes, it is a very big game. It's very important the Dolphins play well, and it's very important the Dolphins win.
Well, you just mentioned all the big picture stuff, getting above 500, making the playoffs. And from a big picture standpoint, it really does seem significant for the second year quarterback, for the second year coach. Now, look, if it doesn't go well and then they go out and they have a great 2014, maybe you shrug your shoulders about it. But for the next 8 months or however long until they kick this thing off again for real, making the playoffs, getting above 500, it would seem like a really kind of tangible step forward for both of those guys.
Yeah, I think the key word is validate. What it does is it will validate everything the Dolphins are doing. The plan, the schemes, the talent turnover. It's only one game, but it's a huge game, and it has huge significance. And I really expect the Dolphins to come out and play well. I look at last week's game against Buffalo as almost an aberration on this team. What it did the previous 3 weeks, I really believe, is more the identity of this team. And again, we will know that for sure on Sunday.
Yeah, we'll get a pretty good look at it. So let's talk about Sunday and the Jets. No mystery to how Buffalo was able to defeat the Dolphins and really manhandle the Dolphins last week. Bigger concern on Sunday, is it run defense or offensive line or run offense or just sort of all of the above right now?
Yeah, I hate to sound like Joe Philbin, but I'll answer that with yes, yes, and yes. Yeah. To me, the rushing defense is probably the key to this game. I believe the Jets will come out and try to do the exact same thing the Bills did. And if the Dolphins can stop that rushing attack, the Jets don't have a great passing attack. The Jets' passing attack only becomes great if they're running the ball successfully and they can hit you with some play-action passes. So it's very important that the Dolphins set the tempo of this game, stopping the run, forcing the Jets into second and long, third and long situations, i.e. then the pass rush becomes a major factor for the Dolphins. So I think stopping the run is the key. It'll get the ball back to the Dolphin offense. And if I focus on one thing in this game, that'll be at the ability to contain the Jets' rushing attack. Dolphins did a good job of that in their first meeting.
Yeah.
They just need to continue it and do it as well, if not better, on Sunday.
It's poetic justice. It's irony. It's something. I haven't come up with the right word yet. But coming into this season, all we talked about as far as the biggest strength of this team was the defensive line. And week 17, with everything on the line, we're going to need those guys to be the ones to kind of step up.
Yeah, and the linebackers also. I want to see dominating play by the linebackers. I've seen hot and cold play by the linebackers. I want to see dominant play. You know, while the defensive line is very, very important in stopping the run, when it's successful, they set the table for the linebackers to make the tackles. And that's what you want to see on Sunday. You want to see the defensive line win their battles, and then the linebackers clean up with tackles.
Andy Cohen is with us. You can follow him on Twitter at @acohenfins. He writes a column every weekday morning on Dolphins.com. we say this regularly, the quarterback position is so important in today's NFL, and it's always been very important, but even more so today. You look at the playoff teams, you look at the quarterbacks, there's obviously a correlation there for pretty much all of them. And I think that would make it even more difficult to swallow if the Dolphins struggled this week, because they would have lost back-to-back games to Thad Lewis and Geno Smith, not necessarily because of Thad Lewis and Geno Smith, depending how this game goes, but it's hard to look back and be like, they beat Brady, they beat Roethlisberger, and then with everything on the line, you kind of failed against, you know, these two teams. And obviously, we're a step ahead. We're talking worst case scenario here, but it's kind of like hard to swallow that.
Yeah,
I guess.
And you can add Phillip Rivers, you can add Andy Dalton, you can add Andrew Luck to that. It's very important that Tannehill be the best quarterback on the field on Sunday. I think it's clear already that he's made a quantum leap in year two. Nobody can deny that. 23 touchdown passes, 14 picks. He's separating himself on that ratio, and that's great. But this is a big game for Ryan Tannehill. Ryan Tannehill needs to, again, validate his season, validate the improvement he's had, and really come out in a pressure-packed environment at home and play a good game.
Yesterday, Andy, you wrote about some of the different personal milestones that are potentially coming up for the Dolphins, team milestones as well. And obviously, the statistical stuff is always secondary to wins and losses and playoffs. But nonetheless, a couple of really interesting ones. And I guess I was wondering which you were most impressed by. You've been covering this team for a long time. Just for everybody listening, a couple of the notable ones, I guess. If Hartline and Wallace both have nice games, it can be each of them with 1,000 yards on the season. Dolphins haven't had a pair of 1,000-yard receivers since the Marx Brothers did it in 91. 1991 was the last time the Dolphins had 2,000-yard receivers in the same season. Hartline's 22 yards away, Wallace 95 yards away. Hartline, of course, with those 22 yards, would have back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons. He'd be just the fifth player in team history to do that. And then if Wallace gets two catches on Sunday and Charles Clay gets five, Brian Hartline's already got 70 receptions. That means three players with 70 catches for the first time in the history of the Miami Dolphins. Some interesting possibilities coming up.
Yeah, the last stat is the one that impresses me the most. You know, I covered the Marino years, and they regularly had two players with 70-plus catches, but they never had three players with 70-plus catches. And I really think it will say a lot about the Dolphin offense spreading things around, and it would say a lot about Charles Clay. Yeah. Charles Clay has surprised all of us this year. I thought he would have a good year. I didn't think he would have this type of year. For him to finish with 70 catches and join those other two is really, really a great accomplishment and something that should not be overlooked.
At this point, from an individual standpoint, is he the best story of the year, you think? Aside from, I guess, the obvious with Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah, I think Tannehill's quantum leap is a great story, but I think as far as surprising us in an area where after Dustin Keller went down, there was great legitimate concern. What Charles Clay has done to solidify the tight end position, to set the table for future years. This is a young guy who you can clearly make the argument hasn't approached the prime of his career yet. He certainly is one of the great, if not the best, stories on this team.
Always good to catch up with Andy Cohen. You can read him every weekday morning on Dolphins.com and follow him on Twitter @ACohenFins. Andy, happy holidays, happy birthday, and enjoy the game on Sunday.
Happy New Year to you too, Jim.